It's not fair to me. I got a brown one and he got blue. It's not fair to me. He beat my score on the video game. It's not fair to me. We both did it, but I got blamed.
Your fault.
It's not fair to me.
Damn.
Is anybody listening? Can anybody see? I'm the one who's suffering. It's not fair to me. Oh, man, my brother got a brand new bike. It's not fair to me. So, and I got his old one that I don't like. It's not fair to me. Yeah, well, the window on my side won't go down.
Too bad.
It's not fair to me. I got a blue one, and he got brown. It's not fair to me. The whole world is against me. It's so plain to see. Someone called the president. It's not fair to me.
All right, and now it is time for my piano solo.
Just by yourself. No, no, it's my solo. No, you did the last one. I get this one now.
You did the last one.
No, he did not. Remember, I'm taking
solo here.
Oh, no, these guys.
No,
because of the film. Listen, now we're all out of time.
Not fair.
I dropped my ice cream in the sand.
It's not fair to me.
And he still has his in his hand.
More money. It's not fair to me. Always think you have it worse. It's not fair to me. Why can't you see I'm the one who's cursed?
You wish.
It's not fair to me.
To me. It's not fair to me.
No, Bill,
come on, we're singing about me. I think that's
No. When we wrote this song, we said it's about me.
When we wrote the song, we agreed that it was about me.
No.
We said it's about me.
All the time it's about me.
Song,
nothing
knows about me.
It's
clearly
about me.
And
we can see.
You know that we might both be wrong to make this great big fuss. It's not just not fair to me. It's not fair to us.
Uh-huh.
It's not fair to us. It's not fair to us. We're all bozos on this bus. It's not fair to us. Everybody, it's not
everybody.
It's not
everybody.
Why can't anybody see? It's not fair.
I like that this is deemed appropriate for the kids' station.
Go, ninja, go! one winner. You better aim quick, you can hit the center. Hit it to win it with a team of four Ninja Turtles that you got at the door. It's
Ninja, Ninja Rap.
Everything about animals? Let's find out on the National Geographic Kids Quiz on Kids Place Live. True or false? A group of goldfish can sometimes be called a troubling. You have a 50-50 shot and 5 seconds to guess. The answer is true. A group of goldfish is sometimes called a troubling, or a school, or even a glint.
What?
To find more mind-bending, totally awesome questions, go to kids.nationalgeographic.com.
No.
Take it away, Ian.
Yeah, take it away, Ernie. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Sirius Black has escaped from Azkaban to come after you.
Harry's gone. Used his magic wand. Yeah, he's gone. He knows he don't belong. Harry cannot do magic outside of school.
Oh boy.
He has to take that big sack of poo. And then Aunt Marge runs her mouth and Harry slips.
Oh boy.
He gives her some lip. He turns her into a blimp and the punishment fits. Solar eclipse. You know he's not the little boy he's supposed to be. Now he's a wizard with a temper and a magic legacy. Harry's gone. He used his magic wand. He's wizard born. His muggle family. He waved his magic wand and where, oh, where has Harry gone?
Dying.
Yeah, he's gone.
The song is help.
Correspond. Dudley's mom don't know what's going on. This phenomenon is beyond. Harry, do you remember Sirius Black? I hear he's back. He helped Voldemort whack your parents way, way back. Help the maniac. Harry
talking about people getting whacked on the kids' station? I don't know. Kids Bop, that'll be better. No.
I know you try to hide your worry, but you're really freaked. Because your scar has started burning and you're probably dead beat. The chase is on, he's out of Azkaban. All those dementors couldn't hold him for so long.
How much fun do you think it would be to just, like, hold this guy down and get, like, a steel brush or, like, some steel wool and just put it in his eyes and just rub back and forth until the screaming stops? You know? Like, they play this in hostage situations when they want to try to fucking use audio torture to fucking end the situation. This is on right now, Guantanamo Bay.
Your secrets. I'd like to let my little sister share the microphone with me for a second.
That really took it out of me.
Mama looks just like Cousin Bob. We should put them all together and call it a family.
Meanwhile, Radio Disney's just playing Thriller. Kids love Michael Jackson.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years.
lot of fun.
From every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That is the creepiest laugh I've ever heard in my life.
All right, that's Michael Jackson, Radio Disney. So you know how I always tell you to get the Radio Disney app? Well, this is why. You can now watch the behind-the-scenes video to the music video to this song, Electrified by Megan Nicole. Go check it out.
I don't want to do that. Wait, maybe I want to do that. Do I want to do that? I mean, the readout on the radio still just says Thriller is playing. It's a weird remix. Well, on the kids' station, Smash Mouth. What the fuck? It'd be some pretty shitty parents to expose your fucking kids to Smash Mouth like this. Stop listening to this. Still says Thriller over here.
How many guys are coming, Shane?
I've got 57 guys on my list right now. I originally wanted to take 40. And my entry fee is $1,000, but you know, that's one thing that I didn't really want to do. I didn't want to sit here and tell somebody no and somebody yes. So I ended up opening it up. Justin Moss and Lando Mangold were partners in the Cavs. And as long as they had enough cash to go around,
speaking English
with the price these is, I kind of had to go by their deal. But they got enough cash, ended up. So, yeah, 58 guys, I bet I'll take.
Wow. Amazing. Shane Hansen's going to stick around with us. We will take a timeout and come back with more. We'll find out where you can find this roping online if you want to know more about
Shane. Yeah, we'll find some online roping.
Has had an imaging procedure that identifies, you know, a lymph node that is recognizable.
Your car ever sputter and cough like that?
Yep.
If so, you need K-Site, for K-Site cleans motors and keeps them clean. Guarantees better and smoother performance or double your money back.
Ooh, that's
only 65 cents a pint.
Oh.
K-Site makes a big difference you can notice immediately. And that's why we say, no matter what kind of motor oil you're using, you will get better and smoother motor performance when you add K-Site.
Welcome back to Radio Classics on Sirius XM 82, where we're marking the 70th anniversary of the radio debut of The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. The original sponsor when the sitcom launched on October 8, 1944, which also happened to be the Nelsons' 9th wedding anniversary, was International Silver and their 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate. Well, by the time of this upcoming broadcast, Heinz Foods had taken over paying the bills. This is from April 25th, 1952.
Good, because it's Heinz, the H.J. Heinz Company, makers of
this. Yeah, a little H.J. with some Heinz. Why not?
Present the amusing transcribed adventures. Wait,
what?
Of Ozzie,
what are you guys talking about?
Starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. Look in at the Nelson household and see what they have on tap for us this week. I don't see Ozzie and Harriet anyplace, but there's David and Ricky. And David stretched out on the floor taking it easy, and Ricky seems to be reading the funnies to him.
Then in the last box, the captain says, "Ut now gives a good spanking for pulling the inspector's beard."
And what is Rawl saying?
Ha, ha, ha.
Now read me Terry and the Pirates.
Oh, come on, David. Read them yourself.
Don't be so ungrateful. I used to read them to you, didn't I?
Yeah, but that was before I could read. Besides, I have to make out my report.
What report?
We have a club meeting tonight. I'm the treasurer.
Big deal. What do you need a treasurer for? You kids don't have any money.
That's how much you know about it.
How much you got in the treasury?
We got plenty, boy.
I'll bet.
We got it hidden in a swell place, too, boy. You'll never find
it. Yeah, boy.
Who wants it? Where is it?
I'm not allowed to tell. It's a club secret.
Okay, who wants to know anyway?
It was my idea. It's a neat one, too, boy.
Oh, hiya, fellas.
Hiya, Pop.
Hiya, Pop. I might as well tell you, because you're going to find it out pretty soon anyway.
What's this?
Well, I'm treasurer of our club.
Big deal.
Oh, good for you.
I'm the only treasurer, too.
The only treasure. How many presidents do you have?
Eight
presidents?
Sure. And 6 vice presidents, 4 secretaries, and 2 ghoulies.
What are ghoulies?
Well, it's a thing we made up. When we got through with the election, there were 2 members that weren't elected to anything. So we made up that they were ghoulies.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Every member of the club's an officer, huh?
Yeah. And I'm the only treasure.
Oh, that's quite an honor.
Thanks, Pop.
I'd rather be a ghoulie.
I don't know about that, David. Being treasurer of a club's a big responsibility.
Oh, Pop.
Yes, it is. Shows that the other members of Ricky's club have a great deal of respect for him. Means that they trust him and consider him better qualified than anybody else for the responsibility of the position.
And besides, nobody else wants the job.
Hey, you fellas had better hurry up.
Okay, Mom. Come on, money bags.
Okay, David. Cut the show.
So long.
So long.
Bye, boys.
Goodbye, boys.
What was the big discussion about?
Rick was telling me about some club he's in. Seems they've elected him treasurer.
Oh, speaking of treasurer, I have to run downtown for a few things. Do you have any money?
Let's see.
You took $10 yesterday. Did you spend all of it, or don't you know?
Harriet, I don't like the implications of that remark. I may act like I'm careless with money and look like I'm careless with money, and some people may think I'm careless with money. And you know why?
Because you're careless with money?
All because I've always got it figured out in my head. I don't have to keep figuring and adding all the time. I know just how much money I've got in my pocket right now.
I believe you. I wasn't.
No, go ahead. Ask me how much I've got in my pocket.
But I told you.
Go ahead. Ask me.
How much money have you got in your pocket right now?
Thought you'd catch me, didn't you? Just a second, I'll figure it out. 3 and then 5, 6, 8, 10, 20. Exactly 38 cents.
Is that all you have, 38 cents?
Yeah, there it is. 20, 30, 35, 37. No, that's right, I weighed myself.
37 cents left out of $10. What'd you buy, an automobile?
No, it so happens I can explain every penny.
No, I was only kidding.
No, wait a minute, I'd rather. Let's see. First I went to the garage and had the car filled up with gas. That was 3.5.
6.5 to go.
Then I met Thorny. That cost me about $1.50. 2 cheese sandwiches, 2 chocolate malteds, 2 pieces of pie, and the check was under my plate. I think I was framed.
That's 5.
Then I went down to the Emporium and bought a shirt. They were on sale. That was 3.5. After that, I stopped in at the hardware store to get a padlock for the garage. Oh, I got a flashlight that shines red and green. That's something we need.
Oh, desperately.
What did you say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I also found a set of wrenches for the car and a box of magic crystals for the fireplace. They make the fire burn all different colors. It's quite an idea. All that came to about $4.
What about the padlock?
Well, I'll pick that up next time. Then I stopped at the drugstore on the way home and I bought some toothpaste and a can of shoe polish and some magazines, which came to a little over $2. There, you figure it up.
I have. I've been writing it down. Altogether, you spent about $15.
All right. 15? No. You must have made a mistake. I only had $10 with me. Let's see.
Gasoline, 3.5. Thorny and the sandwiches, $1.50.
Yeah, that's 5.
Shirt at the Emporium, 3.5. After that, Temptation at the Hardware Store, $4.
That's 12.5.
And $2 and something at the drugstore, that makes it about 15. Not bad for starting out with $10. You know, some clerk must have given you too much change.
Say, that's it. That's exactly what happened. The girl at the Emporium gave me $5 too much change when I bought the shirt.
How do you know?
Well, I remember now. I gave her a $5 bill, and she gave me change for a 10. She was very busy, and she was waiting on 2 or 3 customers at the same time.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. In fact, I remember looking at my wallet and thinking I had too much money at the time. How about that? Gave me change for a 10 instead of a 5.
Well, I'm going downtown now. Why don't you go with me, and you can stop in and return the $5?
Right now, you mean?
It'll save a trip later.
Well, okay. The only thing, though...
I know, it isn't easy. We just have to remember it isn't our money.
Yes, I realize that. It's just...
Just what?
Do you have $5?
Ha ha! Wacky fun!
I'm going to shop here at the Emporium and then go across the street. You want to wait for me?
No, that's okay. Why don't you go ahead and I'll see you at home later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So she says to me, he's a swell guy, but he never wants to take me out. And I said, well, that's the trouble. Oh, just a second. What can I do for you, sir?
Wasn't there another girl working at this counter yesterday?
Oh, yes, that's Ingrid Mahoney. She isn't here anymore.
Oh. Well, I bought a shirt here yesterday, and she made a mistake.
All adjustments are made on the 3rd floor upstairs. So she says to me, what would you do?
Pardon me.
Yes?
Well, this Miss Mahoney made a mistake in the change.
I'm sorry, but all adjustments are made on the 3rd floor upstairs. So she says to me, what would you do if you were me? Here she's going steady with this fella who won't take her out, and another fella's dying to take her out. So what's she gonna do?
Tell her to go upstairs.
Bam!
I beg your pardon?
All adjustments are made on the 3rd floor.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Is this the adjustment office?
Yes, it is. Won't you sit down?
No, thank you.
Is there anything I can do for you?
My name is Nelson. I bought a shirt here yesterday, and the girl gave me the wrong change.
You're supposed to count your change before you leave the counter. There's a sign right there in black and white.
Well, yes, I know, but it happens I was in a hurry.
And we can't be responsible if you're in a hurry.
No, I only...
Now, let's be cool and practical about this, sir. How do you know you didn't make a mistake?
Well, I checked and double-checked.
Perhaps you were confused.
No, I wasn't confused. I don't get confused about things like that.
Then why didn't you read the sign? We can't go making good every time.
I can't. simple problem that is easily fixed with just asserting yourself. And them writing their form of hijinks to prevent this incredibly simple problem from getting solved. It breaks me. I can't listen to it. It's why I can't watch sitcoms either.
There's never not an abundance of time.
The mix-ups and confusions are all so...
Well, I think
like
it's out
above them.
Scream. They always come back over.
They always come back over.
Bring it back around the world.
Consequence just walked in the building.
Yeah, what okay. What up?
We have Blue Gem just walked in the building.
Hola.
The company of greatness, holla at us.
That's what's up. And, Consequence, of course, you know, for doing what you do. You know, rap, ghostwrite, you understand what I'm saying? I knew you for a long time, my introduction to you, what's crazy is my introduction to you was before I even met you. Q-Tip gave me a joint, maybe about 98, 97. He introduced joint. You remember that joint?
And it was on
the... Yeah, exactly.
White label joint, when they had white labels.
And then you was also, you was freestyling on the joint. I think it might have been Vibrant Thing. You, before it was a record, you was freestyling on something else before it became a record. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I always used to get exclusive.
Yeah,
niggas to steal shit from niggas' offices and not give it to me. I get $100 to tell them steal shit off of
the golden age.
A&R's desk and shit like that here. You know, feed the niggas that they eat. That's my shit. But came up, did a little reality TV. Whatever.
A bunch of shit, man. And,
you know,
a bunch of shit, man. I got myself into so much shit.
Grab the mic a little bit.
I got myself into so much shit out here. I'm just trying to be a CEO now, man. It's an easier gig, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
The cameras and
long as whatever you're doing, you're getting paid to do it.
Nah, absolutely.
If you like to do it, it's success.
While we on, you know, I know you was on jail mode, I gotta give a big shout out to my nigga Derek Huggins, aka the Deaster from 192. He just came home from doing 25 flat.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Word. Yesterday.
Yeah, he just, it's crazy. Like, you know, this first nigga, him and my cousin gave me my first crack pack, man, the niggas.
Wow. 25 years
ago. Yeah, man, that shit is a blessing, and it's just like, it's just ill to see him, you know, his first day home, adjusting it with 2014 and 15.
Oh, yeah, I know it's a shock for him.
Cell phone.
I had to show him how to put my name in his contact list. Shit was just, you know, but that's what real niggas is here for, so, you know.
And he representing Queens as well?
All day, every day.
Nice.
Nice. What up, Jazzy Bell?
Yo, Kaz is a come through at Kylie, though.
Yeah, man.
When I was in there holding it down. You know, you always came through and showed up.
He was in there holding it down. I was like, what the fuck? Who is this?
Yeah, he was just saying that.
Damn, I don't know.
Real jazz. Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Toss and turn.
A kid, you have certain inalienable rights.
Okay, let's hear it.
Wearing tights on your head. And pretending that it's long hair. And listening to Kids Place Live.
Kids Place Live!
I don't have any tights, but...
Malcolm and me have grown close a lot over these past couple years. You know, he's literally my best friend. I'd do anything for him. So I think just, yeah, he has a really strong work ethic, and he's a very talented dude, and I'm very happy to be in a band with him.
You know, it's my brother right here from another mother. You know, he's talented, and, you know, glad to be in a band with him, man.
Look at this guy. Look how cute.
This is Candace, and Rowan Blanchard from Girl Meets World came into the Radio Disney Studios and talked about her favorite food.
For me, chocolate or sushi. Dark chocolate.
Yellowtail and halibut.
guys,
I love sushi.
The thing is, I draw the line at like octopus. That's where I'm like, no.
Insider. Catch it every weekday morning with Morgan and Maddie and afternoons with Candace.
When Radio Disney has new music, we give it to you first. It's magic with Let Your Hair Down.
Let me let your hair down. Let me rock my fingers through.
It's Shepherd with Geronimo.
So say what you wanna go, say what you wanna go, say what you wanna go.
Old Bucking Horse Museum and Hall of Fame Facebook page, be sure you do that, because they post some really great pictures from back in the day and lots of great stories.
That
this one really caught my attention.
So,
he was a cowboy during the 1940s and 50s. He was one of professional rodeo's greatest. He was a big man, 6'2", 230. Competed in several different events, as did many guys back in the day. But there's a story about him, true story, talking about how he picked up a couple of hitchhikers, gave them a ride, bought them a meal, let them stay in his hotel room, all that stuff, and then dropped them off, wished them the best of luck. Well, they were actually a couple of thugs. They went on to kill two people and then blamed it on him. Because it was both of them against him, he ended up being convicted and went to prison at Angola. And it said that cowboys tend to make the best of a bad situation, and he made the best of his days at Angola. He helped with the rodeo that they have there. He trained horses, all kinds of stuff. But it's a really great story. It turns out after 7.5 years, some of his friends were able to get together enough money for a second trial, and justice was actually done that time, and he was released. But there's a movie. It's called Still Holding On, The Legend of Cadillac Jack. The movie was made popular by Clint Black. I haven't actually seen it, but I want to look it up and watch it.
Yeah.
Just a very interesting story.
And you've got that story linked on our Western Sports Roundup Facebook page. That is, I mean, thank God he got out.
I know, but 7.5 years, I guess it's interesting. It talks about how he started a Christian athletes group and different stuff like that. So I guess sometimes God puts you in places that maybe you never thought you would be, but all for a good reason. And it sounds like he made the most of it.
Absolutely. Makes you feel bad when you're sitting around worrying and whining about your own silly little problems that aren't that big a deal sometimes. So let's talk about what's coming up on the Western Sports Roundup on RFD TV during the Rural Evening News tonight.
Well, we start off with the qualifiers. There was a barrel race qualifier in Ferndale, Minnesota last weekend, also steer wrestling. Then we move on to the PBR. We talk about their bullfighters. And then Brady Miner with his horse of the year. So some great stuff tonight on the Western Sports Roundup TV show.
The Melby girls did real well at that qualifier in their home state of Minnesota. Jane Melby's daughter won it, and I think she set an arena record doing it. And then Jane qualified on two different horses at that qualifier in Minnesota.
Great, thanks for them. Like we said before, there's different rules for all the associations, but in the barrel racing, you can qualify on multiple horses, and so that's what she did. She has two shots now at the semifinals. And I remember last year at the American, she was so sick that day and disappointed that she hit a barrel. So hopefully better things this year in store.
Amy, thank you. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Amy Wilson will join you just in a little while from now on television with the Western Sports Roundup on TV, part of the Rural Evening News here on RFD-TV. Tomorrow, we'll check in with Scott Snedeker, and we'll find out what's going on with the American Quarter Horse Association. Well, make it a great Wednesday, everybody.
What is going on with the American Quarter Horse Association?
Western Sports Roundup.
I was just asking myself.
You've been listening to Western Sports Roundup with Steve Kenyon and Amy Wilson. Western Sports Roundup can be heard 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
There's so much happening. It has to be on every day. There's so much happening in the Western Sports world.
There's a storm coming to the stretch. December 4th through 13th, it's Rodeo Vegas. The official NFR after party of the PRCA brings Nashville's brightest stars to the Mirage for 10 great nights of free live entertainment and 24-hour drink specials. Country superstars Ethan Corbin, the Casey Donahue Band, Randy Houser, and others will be center strip at the Mirage to deliver unforgettable free performances nightly. Watch the NFR
Joey,
live from
Joe,
the largest
Jones, Jr.,
HD screens in Vegas and get in on all the NFR
action. Crazy legs.
Shout out to Uncle Daryl, Uncle Daryl all night. You know what I'm saying? So that, them moments, I remember those moments when MC.
Screen, the brightest star I've ever seen. She takes me to a better place. She
dances like I can't believe. It's hard to show that every day feels like a dream. I'll give my world to keep that girl right next to me.
Started working on voices, I pulled it up because I'd been thinking about the idea of making it into a song instead of just the beat or someone to rhyme over. I had a bass line in mind. I think that's how it started, and the rest just kind of flowed into a song that people like. So here it is, Fall in Love on Alt Nation.
Guess I'm gonna go then. Okay. It's not my turn to go, but those people could not make up their minds. Oh man, some people put some stuff out for like the like put out your appliances and we'll recycle them. And it looked like there was a computer out there. You should fucking go take that fucking computer. See if they left stuff on the hard drive. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that. Case looked sizable. It looked like a larger than average tower case or something. Maybe like a tall desktop case laid up on its side or something. Some old Packard Bell fucking thing or something. Who knows? I still kind of want to go back for it. No. No. I have enough parts here to build three old computers. I'm staring at them right now. I'm not gonna do that. Alright. I'm home. So, great. I'll see you guys later. Yeah, I'll see you guys later. Have a good night.